Let's welcome the Etta James Band.
Thank you.
Right.
ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Miss Etta James.
I fucked up. Hey! I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. I don't want you sad and blue. I just want to make love to you. Work all day. I don't want you sad and blue. I just wanna. It was called Deep in the Night. It was on Warner Brother Records. And the Eagles recorded this tune, and I loved it because it had so much country feeling and so much gospel soul. I did it, and it's called Take It to the Limit One More Time. One more time. say, yeah. I can't hear you. All right. I'm going to do some low-down, dirty, funky blues for y'all. Y'all like blues? Come on, everybody. Chicken, thought it was a duck, put it on the table with his legs cocked up.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'd like to do a song for you now that was recorded 20 years ago for the first time by a girl named Irma Franklin, Aretha Franklin's oldest sister. And then 10 years later, it was recorded by the late, great Janis Joplin. 10 years following that, I recorded on the Deep in the Night album. It's called Take a Piece of My Heart. Didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? Oh, with all the love I give you, it's never enough. But I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. Looking good. Ooh, and you know deep down in your heart that ain't right. You never, never hear me. You never hear me when I cry at night. Oh, each time I tell myself I just can't stand the pain. When you hold me in your arms, I seem to feel the same again and again. Come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break it. Break another little piece of my heart now, baby. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the guys in the band. On lead guitar over here, we have Brian Ray.
On bass guitar here, bass, we got Curtis Teal. We got Armand Garibaldi on drums. And we got band leader and keyboardist Keith Johnson.
All right. Hi, Mom.
All right. Listen, yeah, we're dedicating this show to your mom. This is to you, Mrs. Johnson. All right. Listen, I'd like to do a song for you that I had the pleasure of writing. A lot of people didn't know that. And Rod Stewart made a monstrous hit out of it. The song is called I'd Rather Go Blind. Something told me it was over, baby, yeah. When I saw you and that girl and y'all was talking, something deep down in my soul said, go on and cry, girl. When I saw you and that same person and y'all was walking by, and I'd rather be a blind girl, babe, than to see you walk away from me, baby. Don't leave me, I don't wanna see you go. Cause you see, I love you so much that I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. And one more thing is I just don't wanna be free, scared to be by myself. Reflection of the tears rolling down my face. That's when I knew I loved and I couldn't do without. Then I'd rather be a blind girl, baby, 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 baby. Yeah. gonna tell you again anyway. Look out. I said I was just sitting here a minute ago, y'all saw me. And I was thinking, babe. I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your your sweet kiss and your warm embrace. When I looked down in the glass that I held to my lips and I saw the reflection of the tears rolling down my face, that's when I knew I loved you and I couldn't do without you. I'd rather be a blind girl. Baby, 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 baby. See you leave me. Please don't go. I'd rather. Be a blind girl. Thank you. All right, thank you. Listen, you know, we're gonna do another song that we wrote. It's called Woman, W-O-M-A-N. Come on, everybody. Oh, said got him. Now that should teach you fellas about a W-O-M-A-N. He drilled him in Manila. It was Muhammad Ali. He might be the greatest, but he can only go one round with me. Kind of way. And then shake your booty. Shake your booty. Shake your booty. I want y'all to say that with me. Come on. Come on, y'all. Shake your booty. To the east, shake it to the west, shake it to the one you love best. Shake your booty. Do you hear me now? Shake your booty. Sit on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't come and put Humpty Dumpty back together again, so they said this.
take your booty.
Shake your booty.
Shake your booty.
Just like they sounded 2 years ago when I was asked to do a personal tour as an opening act for the greatest rock and roll group in the world. Who was that? Right!
Yeah.
to sing with me now. I want to say thank you very much, and I want to thank you for having us at your festival. Thank you. You make me blush. Listen, I'd like to do a song for you that I just want to get a little selfish here for a minute, because besides Rather Go Blind, since I wrote it, is one of my favorite tunes. This particular tune didn't get any airplay, but I think it should have, because it's a great tune, at least I think so anyway. Kiki D wrote the tune. You know, she's the chick who writes and sings with Elton John. And when I picked the song, I had never heard it. And just from the title, I says, shit, I can relate to that. It's called Sugar on the Floor. You're a stranger to me, still you give me your life. I toss it to one side, still you're sweeter to me. When will I be sure. It's warm where you are, but my lips just don't burn. I feel so insecure when you try to be kind. Could I ask for more? I feel like sugar on the floor. Feel like sugar on the floor. Sugar on the floor. Looking at you now, I know you only want to find me. Still, I need a reason to leave the past behind me. Oh, oh yeah. There is no easy way. Feel like sugar on the floor. Shoot!